Motorized bicycle and moped. Motorized bicycle. Motorized bicycles are registered as mopeds. A motorized bicycle must meet the following requirements. Electric motor or a liquid-fueled engine with piston displacement of 50 cubic centimeters or less. Maximum of 2 brake horsepower. Maximum speed of 30 mph on a flat surface. Moped operator's permit. Any person who has a valid driver's license may operate a moped without taking a moped test. Anyone without a driver's license, regardless of age, must obtain a moped operator's permit to legally operate a moped. See section below. You must carry your license or permit with you when you ride. Moped instruction permit process. To obtain a moped operator's instruction permit, you must be at least 15 years old. Present proper identification. Present a certificate of completion issued by a state-approved moped safety course. Pass a vision screening. Pass a knowledge test. If you are under 18 years old, you must meet these requirements and present a certified approval slip from your parent or legal guardian before taking the knowledge test and skills test. Approval forms are available at license exam stations. To find out about moped safety courses near you, contact your local driver exam station or call 800-407-6677. Find course information and exam station locations at www.mndriveinfo.org or call 651-297-2005. The knowledge test includes questions on driving laws and rules of the road, as well as information specific to two-wheeled vehicles. In addition to this manual, study the Minnesota Driver's Manual. When you have passed the knowledge test and paid the $6.75 examination fee, you will receive a 30-day moped instruction permit. This instruction permit allows you to practice riding a moped only within a 1-mile radius of your residence. For operators under the age of 16, during the instruction permit period, only a parent or guardian of the operator may ride on the moped as a passenger. Moped Operator's Permit Skills Test. You must pass a skills test to obtain a moped operator's permit. When you take your skills test, you must bring your 30-day moped operator's instruction permit, current proof of insurance for the moped used for testing, a DOT-approved helmet and eye protection. You will not be allowed to test if you do not have all of the above items. A parental approval slip is required for persons under age 18. Approval forms are available at license exam stations. The moped operator's permit skills test consists of starting, tight circles, quick stop, turns right and left, lane changing, stop signs and or traffic lights, right of way. This test is conducted on public streets, unlike the motorcycle skills test. Upon successful completion of the skills test, you will need to apply for a moped operator's permit, which is valid for 1 year. After 1 year, you may apply for renewal of the moped operator's permit. If your moped operator's permit is lost, or if there is a change of name or address, you may apply for a duplicate permit. Moped Vehicle Registration. Mopeds must be registered, and registrations must be renewed annually. The vehicle must display current registration tabs. Registration and renewal can be done at any Driver and Vehicle Services Deputy Registrar's Office. Moped Insurance Requirements. All mopeds registered in Minnesota must have liability insurance coverage for property damage or injury to another party. No-fault injury and uninsured motorist protections are optional. Coverage for damage, loss, or moped theft is also optional. The Commissioner of Public Safety may revoke the registration and suspend the license of any moped operator who does not carry the required insurance. Moped Equipment Requirements. These rules apply to required equipment and gear for moped riders, A moped must meet the same lighting requirements as a motorcycle, with a headlight, taillight, and stop lamp. The headlight must be on during operation. Mopeds manufactured before 1987 are not normally equipped with a headlight or taillight and may be operated during daylight hours only. A horn and mirror are required safety equipment for a moped. Moped riders must wear protective eyewear. Moped riders under 18 years old must wear a DOT-approved motorcycle helmet. The Department of Public Safety recommends that moped operators observe the same rules of safety and wear the same protective equipment suggested for motorcycle riders. Moped operating rules. These rules and restrictions apply to operating mopeds. Because of the relatively low speeds of mopeds, you should ride in the traffic lane as far right on the roadway as possible unless you are making a left turn. Riding on sidewalks is not permitted except where it would be necessary for a short distance to get from a driveway, alley, or building to an adjacent roadway. Mopeds are not allowed on lanes or trails that have been set aside for bicycles and the exclusive use of non-motorized traffic. Moped riders on a roadway shall not ride more than two abreast and shall not impede the normal and reasonable movement of traffic. Mopeds are not allowed on interstate freeways. A moped equipped with a headlight and taillight that meet motorcycle lighting requirements may be operated during nighttime hours. Night or nighttime means the time from one half hour after sunset to one half hour before sunrise.